At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. We've heard it forever, diet and exercise. But what if you could unlock even more for your health? Try this. Diet, exercise, brush and floss, and regular dental checkups. Not quite as catchy, but your body will thank you. Harmful bacteria from your mouth can travel to other places in the body, like your heart or brain. That's the mouth-body connection. So let's upgrade the routine. Diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist. Find one nearby at smilegeneration.com/confidence and discover how oral health connects to overall wellness. Smile Generation. Confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on the podcast. We are going audio only today, so we do apologize if you are tuning in now and you were looking for us on YouTube. Well, not today. It's a little issue with the camera. But I got Brian Rascona here as Al is on vacation. What is up? How
are
we doing?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. So two things I wanted to talk to you about today.
Okay.
One, I've noticed recently, but I mean, hit me square in the face when I went out to Dunkin' Donuts earlier. And then another, an issue that came up yesterday that I was very interested in your take on because you kind of live in this world. So I'm going to start with the Dunkin' Donuts run first.
Okay.
I guess it was probably
this should be interesting.
7 o'clock. Well, no, that's nothing. It's more of an observation.
All right.
And I'm curious. You have a daughter. I know you have a son. You have a daughter as well?
I do. 4-year-old.
Okay.
4-year-old so daughter.
You're a long ways away from where I'm going here.
Yeah.
So I'm
already thinking about it, though.
Yeah. I left here at 7:40. I went to Dunkin' Donuts, which I usually don't do, but because the guys were talking about golf for the entire hour, I didn't really do anything. So I was kind of set for 8:30. So I go outside, and the first thing that I see is a gorgeous brunette who I would say was no more than 25, maybe 26, 27, but she was young, especially when I'm 51. She looked young. As she's approaching me in what is essentially underwear, as she is jogging in the tightest little spandex shorts, and I mean a crop top, and that was it. And as she's approaching,
would not leave my house. If that's where you're going.
That's not where I was going.
Okay,
but
all right.
So all right, put that one to the side. Then as I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I get the coffee, I'm walking back, a girl is on the sidewalk, and I would say maybe in her mid-30s, in perfect shape, wearing the tightest spandex shorts I've ever seen. And she had on a bra top, again, a spandex bra top. And in both cases, rather than sit there and gawk at them, I like to look around and see what the reaction is from everybody else. And it's not just the guys. I mean, there were three guys
Seems like it's been a while for you, Jerry. Has it been a while for you?
No. There were three guys in a box truck that were, I mean, you want to talk about gawking and talking, whatever they were saying. But the women that look and stare, and some even look in disgust. And I always sit there and wonder, like, when you're a dad of a 4-year-old, so it doesn't really apply yet. But, like, when you put those clothes on and you go outside, like, are women aware how people view them when they're dressed like that?
100%. They're doing that for the attention.
But see, it's funny.
They're not dressing like that because, I mean, I know it's a really, really hot day out in the city
today.
It is hot. I understand that. But they're not dressing like that because
they
look fashionable and, you know what I'm saying? Unless they're coming back from the gym. That could be.
Well, even still,
right.
You're still out in the gym. It's kind of like being at the beach. It's a little different time and place.
Right.
So you're at the gym, fine. But when you're walking around the streets of Manhattan like that, And there are people on social media, specifically girls, and you've seen this. It says,
but even now at the beach, they're wearing nothing. Like compared to what, like they're not even wearing bikinis. They're wearing string thong bikinis where you don't. I mean, it's like literally dental nothing. Floss.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But a lot of, you will see girls post on social media, and I do have friends too that will sit there and say it's about me feeling good about me. Okay, there's got to be another reason for doing it. It just has to be.
I guess it's one of those, as G would say, if you got it, flaunt it spots, you know? I mean, that's the way I think about it.
I know.
All right. And I'm looking. I'm not looking. I'm just like the construction workers. I'm not. 100%.
Everyone's looking. Right. And I think that's my point.
Right.
Let's say, and I haven't seen you naked, so I wouldn't know. Let's say you've got a six pack.
I don't.
And
you, but okay.
But let's just say you have a six pack and you've got like, you know, great thighs and you're in shape. You weigh a 170, nothing but pure muscle. You eat well. Would you be the type you'd be running around Manhattan in a Speedo?
I mean, not in a Speedo, but I would definitely be showing it. I'm not in Manhattan.
So you would, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be not wearing a shirt in Manhattan, but I'd be showing it. Like, definitely, 100%, I'd be showing
it. Okay, so that answers the question then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 100%.
So it's all about flaunting.
I've been, now, I don't have a six-pack, but I've been regularly at the gym. I have a trainer now twice a week, and I'm in the best shape of my life right now.
Nice.
And I can't wait to have people over, and I can't wait to have my shirt off now. Because going back 5, 6, 7 years ago, I wasn't in shape, and I was always in decent shape, but I wasn't in shape. Now I'm in shape, and I can't wait to walk around.
I don't know
you
to be, like, heavy, though.
No, I was never. Well, I was back in high school. I lost 80 pounds between 11th and...
80 pounds?
Yeah, between 11th and 12th grade. I was a center on the
football...
The hell
did you weigh?
I was a 240.
Really?
I dropped down to 165, so 30... What is that? 75 pounds. I dropped down to 165, and then I gained back about 20, and now I'm at, like, 190.
Wow.
190. But back when I played football with G, I was a center on the football team.
I knew you were a teammate. I didn't know you were a center.
Yeah, I was a center. He was the guard. We were right next to each other on the offensive line. So I was heavy. I was heavy in high school, and I lost all that weight between 11th and 12th grade, and I never put it back on again.
Did you ever think when you were lining up in the trenches that you guys would be doing this together?
No. You know, it's funny you say that. So we used to go to the Met games all the time with his mom. We used to go, me and him were big Met fans. And the first thing we would do was pop on Summers as soon as we got out of the stadium, out of Shea. And we were always clowns, for lack of a better term, on the football team, which he's mentioned on air. You know, we were always those guys that were clowns, whether it was class clowns or clowns on the football team. So it shocks me that we're both here working together, but in the same aspect, it doesn't, because of the childhood that we had together, as how much we were just complete clowns. I mean, we really were. So
I love also that you say how you would get out of the stadium and then put Summers on to hear more about the game you just watched.
Yes. Well, post game then Summers.
For
sure. Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like, I still to this day argue with Al about, where he will say, why do you guys consume so much of this? Like, it's enough already. I'm like, it's not, though.
Right.
Like, after you watch your team, you actually want to hear other people talk about it, and you get annoyed. Like, on a Monday, if I'm a Giant fan, I turn the radio on, and then we're talking about the Jets, I'd be annoyed. Like, I want to hear about the Giants. You know, as a Cowboy fan, when I used to listen to Mike and Chris on Fridays, this sounds so ridiculous, but, like, I couldn't wait till they would go around the league, and I couldn't wait for that 3 minutes where they talked about the Cowboy game.
Also, you didn't have as much content at your fingertips, so you had that. So,
that,
like, you know, how many times when the Knicks were the Knicks in the 90s did I watch SportsCenter 4 times in a row just to watch the highlights again and again and again? True. I had no other outlet to do that. So, I was at the 9-run 8th inning with Giannotti and his mom, Mets against the Braves, and I think it was fireworks night, and we couldn't wait to run out of that stadium and put the fan on, and we made his mom put the fan on.
I believe it.
So
I believe it. It's... We're, as I always tell Al, we're nuts. We're sick. We're crazy. Now, some of us have matured. I certainly went through the, I don't know if I would call it a phase, but I certainly went through the time period that I think Gio's in now, where it just doesn't matter as much because
I'm in that period now.
Sure.
I watch every game with my son. My son's into it. We watch every game, but I'm not into it like I was, back in the 90s.
But my son is the one that got me back into watching every night. I probably went, even working here, I probably went a solid, 10 years where I wouldn't even watch it on the weekend because my wife didn't care anymore. And she went to games with me when we were younger, for sure. But if I didn't put the Met or Yankee game on, she didn't give a crap. And then when my son probably was about 6 and he started watching the Mets every night, I found myself watching baseball every night. And then it wasn't just the Mets. Because of DraftKings and the Daily Fantasy, that was a fun way me and him used to learn about the league and put the teams in every night. Between MLB Network, watching the highlight shows the next day, the Mets, the Yankees, all of a sudden, little by little, that 10, 11, 12-year period of not giving a crap or watching really dissipated to where now it's like, if I don't put the baseball game on at night, it's like, what am I doing?
I will say this. I'm a kid again for the big moments. So
that's fair.
Yeah, so like Pete Alonso hitting the home run against the Brewers, sure, and Devin Williams, I ran into my son's bedroom, woke him up, and brought him on the couch to watch it again. You know what I mean?
That is great.
So like the big moments, I'm still a kid again, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep over the Mets blowing a lead in the ninth.
No, I don't lose sleep over it, but I also, what's the right word? I'm more into it now than I have been for the last decade, but not as much as prior to that. If that may, like prior to kids, I was really into it.
Yeah, of course.
Then when my older son was born, I probably went a solid 10 years. Yeah, he was probably more like 9 or 10 when he really got into it.
Right.
I probably went I didn't give a crap.
There was a point in my life I had season tickets to all three, Knicks, Mets,
really?
And Giants, full seasons. I was spending $30,000 a year in season tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I still make it a point of taking my son to one Giant game a year. We go to opening day every year. I've been going to opening day for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
And I started him at 5. This year was his third year. So I still make it a point of going to games and keeping him up onto what's going on with the teams, and I live it through him now, and I just take it with a little bit of a grain of salt now, because there's too much responsibility in my life to really, like I said, to be worried about the Mets. And
we're adults now.
I can't add more stress. I have too much already. I can't do it. You know.
Yes. To me, it's more of a it's like comforting every night at 7 o'clock. There's a baseball game. Like I don't put the documentaries on. To me, that's mindless. I still like it, and I don't have to think to it. I don't take it to bed with me. It's
right.
All good.
I'm worried about the oil leak I had in my basement 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm worried about. And in my new house, I had an oil leak in my basement. So there you go. I was dealing with
Where
that.
Where do you stand on home ownership? Before we get on to my other topic.
Wait, in what regard?
Well, to regard that there's a big push isn't the right way to say it. There's a lot of financial people that I watch on YouTube that will tell you that home ownership is great for some and for others not so good. And it depends on what you want out of the home. And it depends on where and what the market is, obviously.
Right.
Meaning, if you would have bought 6 years ago like Al did, or 8 years ago like I did, right now there's a crap ton of equity in our house that we probably don't even deserve.
Which I lived through already, because I bought my first house in 2016.
Okay, so then you got the benefit of the housing market boom.
Correct. Also the disbenefit, though, of putting that money into the next house.
Right.
Because it's so expensive.
So now if you are trying to buy a house right now, I can make every case when you look at the history of home sales, there are sharp inclines, sometimes a slight decline, and then maybe a slow incline again until you get that next boom, which could be 30 years from now. There's a lot of people that have told me that we just hit it and things are going to level off now, which is great for me. Doesn't mean it's true. We don't know, and they can crash tomorrow. We have no idea.
No way. Not in the area we live.
Nobody knows. My point is, if in fact you buy high, why not rent as opposed to buy high mortgage rate, interest rate, and then all of the upkeep on the house?
Because rent is high right now. Have you seen the rent? Well,
again, so depends on where we're talking about.
If you have money to put down on a house, there's a good chance, decent amount of money, 20%, maybe even 30%, there's a decent chance that your mortgage payment will be less than what your rent would be. And I can't sit
depends
there.
On property taxes.
It depends on property taxes, correct. It depends on a myriad of circumstances, but My last mortgage payment on my last house was $2,800 a month. If I was going to go and rent my rent in a house, if
well,
I was going to rent
last
a house,
one.
That was my last house.
That's your last one.
If I was going to go rent it at that time, my rent would have been in the house that I was in would have been $3,500 or $4,000. And where's that money going? It's not. It's going down in the toilet.
Well,
it's
so are your property taxes, unless you use the school system.
Correct. Property. Well, I do use the school system.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so the property taxes, yes. I mean, but that's unavoidable. But I will say this. The best investment, if you could do it, and this is my personal belief, if you own a home, that is your best investment you could possibly make in your life, especially around this area.
Yeah, I see. I've been burned too much to believe that.
How have you been burned in the tri-state area?
How have I been burned?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
I don't
know. Now, in this case,
right
in this house, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Because of the housing market. In the previous homes.
08. 08 was the only year where market tanked.
But even with my last house that I bought for, I mean, I'll give you the numbers. I bought my last house for, we paid, and I'm going back a ways. My previous house, we paid $365 for, and I think I sold it for $390.
How is that being burned? How is that being burned? You made mortgage payments. That whole time. You built so much equity in that
home. Let me talk, for Christ's sake. My podcast, God damn it. Here's how. I'm kidding, of course.
Yes,
here's how. Hot water heater goes, air conditioner goes, roof went. I didn't get any of that money back.
That's maintenance.
That's the point. Unless you get the big boom of the housing market. And I do agree, in this area, it will continue to go up, where there are depressed areas, like in Florida.
Right.
Like Al will tell you, he bought a condo in Basking Ridge. He was there for 7 years. He lost significant money on that, from the purchase price to when he sold it. He lost money.
Okay.
He sold it for less than he bought.
That's crazy to me.
Well, because it does. That's the point, though. You don't know. I do agree, in this area, we're probably fine, but he was in Basking Ridge.
Let me ask you
this.
Could you afford the house that you live in now if you didn't buy that first house and built equity in that house? Could you have afforded the house you just bought 8 years ago? If I had to guess, I would say probably not. Right? So the fact
time out. I'm saying I had to use money that I saved to buy the house we're in now. Had nothing to do with the sale of the last house.
Had nothing to do. So you were You were able to buy this second house without selling your first one.
No, I had to sell the first one because I couldn't afford both.
Right. This is what I'm saying. No,
but I didn't make any money on that one.
Yeah, you...
What?
So you had... Yeah, but the money you put down on the second house, you didn't use the money from the sale of the first house to put down on the second house.
No, because we made very little on it.
Okay.
Because after the real estate fees... You know, on the commissions, it was almost a break even from the time we sold the house, bought the house, plus we took a home equity loan out, which really balanced things out. So when we sold the house 8 years ago, I kind of came away with nothing and had to use savings for this house.
Well, what'd you owe on that last house by the time you sold it?
About the same as when we bought it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And part of that was the equity we were putting, the equity we were gaining got destroyed by having to re-side it, do a new roof. We had a leak in one of the bedrooms, had to re-sheetrock it. Like, the amount of work that was put in. Then we found the town came in and said we had an issue with the pool, had to dig up the pool, put a new pool in. Like, it was so expensive.
You didn't have to put the new pool in.
Well, it was either... No, but it was still going to cost a lot of money to get rid of it.
Right. You know what was key, what I did? Is when I bought my first house, I was able to pay an extra $800 a month towards the principal of the mortgage.
Okay, I couldn't have done that.
So I did at the that, time. And that helped me build significant equity. That was huge in that regard.
And again, where you live and the property taxes matter.
Oh, my property taxes are through the roof right now. So it's unbelievable. It's a kick in the rear end.
And for me, if you look at our property taxes, 80% of them go to the education, to the school system.
Yeah.
I don't use it.
You know, because your kids are out?
No, because I've put them to private school for the entire time. So I'm paying tuition and I'm paying property taxes, which are really school taxes.
Yeah.
My accountant's doing?
I would never send them to private school because the taxes in my area are high because the district is very good.
Would you like to know why my kids are in private school?
I mean, sure. I would never do that, but yes.
When we moved to this town we moved in, my wife went through the school system, had no issues with it. I went to a private school in the area. So when my son, now we were already in this house in this town, when it was time to put my son in kindergarten, I was kind of in line with the private school. She was in line with the school system, which is what she did. And I swear to you not, literally 3 days before we were going to sign him up for the school system, there was the area of our town where he would have gone to kindergarten, first and second grade, they lost a child at recess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Lost a child.
And
couldn't find him for 4 hours.
Okay.
He wandered away at recess.
So that's the reason why?
They didn't even realize he was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was like the front page of our local. And my wife came in. She goes, you know what? We're sending him there. And so once we started, we never stopped.
Do the math of how much you spent, though.
I don't want to. My accountant did it. I wanted to strangle him.
Do the math.
I'm like, I don't need to know
this. 6 digits has to be.
Oh, my God. All right. Last thing. This is more fun.
Okay.
But you're living in this world, which is why I think it's really interesting.
All right.
So...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These golf tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you can talk about golf tournaments.
We're talking like youth golf tournaments for those people.
Yeah,
youth,
there's different type of tournaments.
Yep.
And I'm not going to mention names because everyone's very pleasant. But you tell me if you would have done anything about this. Let's say your son's in a tournament and one of his playing partners hits three balls in the water, ball out of bounds, and then three in the water. And then you find out as you're walking to your car, because you can see the scorecards of everybody, they put down a six instead of the 11.
Yeah, that for the tournament.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, first of all, I would let the director know that that's what happened, whoever's running it. And secondly, the tournaments that my son plays in, we exchange cards.
Yeah.
The caddies exchange cards. So I'm my son's caddy.
Oh, so you're keeping the card for him.
I'm keeping the card for the opponent.
I gotcha.
So there has been discrepancies, but we've talked it out and basically, you know, got it right. That would never happen on the tour that my son plays in because of that reason.
What about the rules? Have you run into where the group that you're with, including yourself, may not know a rule?
No.
Like, are you playing local rules? Are you playing the rules of the
USGA
tour? So all USGA rules.
All USGA rules.
And you've never come across a situation where you didn't know a rule.
We're actually friends with all, because we play, the age group is all the same all the time.
Okay.
We're friends with everyone. Actually, Dylan Davis, the jockey, one of the famous jockeys, he's up in Saratoga right now. His son is my son's age. They play together. They're really good friends.
That's
so
good.
So he's a horse racing jockey. He goes to Aqueduct, Belmont. He's up in Saratoga now. We're all friends. So
how many kids is this?
It varies per tournament, but for his age group, this is US Kids is the platform, I guess you want to call it, or the tournament. It could range anywhere from like 8 to 12 in his age group.
Okay. So the group, we were in a group of 40.
Yeah.
For the age group.
Really?
For the age group.
That's a lot.
This was actually a shotgun start.
Okay.
And there were doubled up threesomes on 12 holes.
Wow.
Not just for the age group, but his age group specifically was, I think 38 was the number. And that's been something, we only have done a few of these, but sometimes the rules come up and clearly the parents don't know.
What do they follow? What's this tournament?
I probably should have checked.
It's probably USGA.
I feel like I kind of know the rules pretty good. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I've kind of decided in a lot of cases what we've done or what the kids have done. But it's just, it's golf's in it. My wife's always like, how come there's not a rules official with you? I'm like, because you can't have 18 rules officials.
Right.
And golf is supposed to be the sport that you govern yourself.
I will say this. You're not allowed to, basically, on the greens, you're not allowed to set up your line for your child. Like, you're not allowed to go behind him and, like,
oh, sure,
you know, teach him his swing and do anything like that. You could tell him the line as a caddy.
You can.
You could aim left. You could, aim left. That kind of stuff, but you can't like line him up. You can't stand behind him, line him up. The putter should blade.
Right.
You know, that
you
kind of thing.
You can't coach him on the course.
No.
What about in charity tournaments for like Boomer and Geo just won? Have you ever come across people? Because I have.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
You can't prove it, but you know it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
More often than not.
I agree.
Yes.
Like we played Friday at this Bob Does Sports event, which was really a a blast. We played well. And as a foursome, we shot 65. We were 7 under. And we counted everything. And then the winning score comes in at 56 or something.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not saying they didn't shoot that, because it is four guys. And you could tell, you looked around, there were a lot of golfers. It was like 56.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
That means, like, I was telling, I think, G this. I was like, that means 25% of your shots are money. Yeah. Like, because you have one person per foursome that's perfect.
Yeah.
Every time.
That means you're rolling them, too.
Yeah. And if you're not perfect, then you're sinking a 60-foot putt. One out of four guys is sinking a 60-foot putt if you're not within 7 feet of the pin. I find it very hard to believe when I see scores that are 16 under par, 18 under par. Now, this is with the handicap. Was the handicap involved or no?
No.
Yeah, see, that's no.
No, this was four golfers.
Right.
And a scramble.
Like G and Boomer shot 16 under or whatever it was for when they won.
With handicaps, right.
With handicaps, right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
You're telling me that 25% of your foursome shots are money. I mean, money.
I guess.
I don't get it.
I guess. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Have a good time. You're not with us tomorrow, right?
Thanks for having us. Having me. No, I'm not. I'm not okay. The rest of the week. I'm away.
Sounds good. Enjoy.
I'm sure I'll be back over the summer, though.
I'm sure. I think I got the last week of August with these two off. So
okay, there you go.
I'm sure I'll see you then. All right, yeah. Brian. Enjoy.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Warm up coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You do this. You could do the goodbye thing.
Sewell!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.